Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We left off on the bottom of the page, Vir Rabbi Yonason, three lines from the bottom of the page, last words on the line. The Gemara is going to explain what each Tana in the Brisa we mentioned yesterday, Darshan from the Psukim, that the other Tana was Marba or Mema'it from, because they had a Machlokas, had a Darshan the Psukim. Remember, we had this Machlokas between Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yoshia, whether a Shomeris Yavam can ever have to drink the Mesota or not. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonason, Hai Ish Ish my Avadai. Rabbi Yonason, who thinks that an Arusa and a Shomeris Yavam both don't drink the Mesota, so what does he include from Ish Ish? Rabbi Yoshia used Ish Ish to tell me that a Shomeris Yavam does drink Mesota. So what does Rabbi Yonason do with Ish Ish? So Mibayle the Rabbos Eishas Cheresh Veshashota Veishas Shamum. That tell me that an Eish or a wife of a person who suffers from depression or something like that, and doesn't like talking to people and just sits all alone, and would never even have a havami to be mekane his wife because just sits depressed in a dark room all day. So from there we learn that Bezin is mekane b'makom, the husband in those cases, if you see that these women are acting with a sense of pritzus. Rabbi Yoshia, hay tachas isha my avalei. What is Rabbi Yoshia, who thinks the Shomeris Yavam does drink the Mesota, what does he learn from Tachas Isha, which Rabbi Yonason used as the pasuk to tell me that the Shomeris Yavam does not drink the Mesota? To tell me that there's a comparison between, there's a link between the man and the woman and the man. That just like if the woman, if the man is blind, he cannot be Mashka the Isha. So because the pasuk says Vanela me'ene Isha, that it has to be something that's hidden from his eyes, so he has to have eyes that work. So too, if the woman is blind, she does not drink. And just all the mumin that would make a woman unable to drink, so too will make, if the man is any such mum, he will not be able to be mashke his wife. So ask him all the time, and ksivi hani krai. So it sounds like only because these psukim are mima'it and arusa, that's why I know that an arusa does not drink meisota. Halav hachi, but had I not had special psukim avamin arusa shasya, I would have assumed that an arusa does drink. So is that really true? V'hakiyas Rabbi Acha bar Chanina min Droma, when Rabbi Acha bar Chanina came from the south, also v'aisi masnisa biyade, he came with a brisa and he darshened the pasuk as follows: mi baladei isheich. The pasuk says, sounds like he already was. They already slept together. She's already full. They're already fully married. So we learn from there that the din hashkas sota applies mi shekadma shchivas baal lebowel, that she's already slept with her husband before she ever cheated on him. But it cannot apply if she cheated on her husband before she ever slept with her husband. So what do you see from there? That an arusa is not eligible to be a sota because an arusa has never slept with her husband yet. So she's not eligible to be a sota because you need kadma bias baal bias boel. So why do I need a pasuk to exclude a sota? I already have a pasuk to exclude an arusa rather from sota. I already have a pasuk that excludes an arusa from sota. So Amram Barcham and Mishkachasa, Kigon Shaba Aleha Arus Bevesavia. Now you could find a case where the Arusa is not excluded. What if they only had Erusin, but they've already slept together? So that I would not have known from that pasuk. I need a separate pasuk for that. So the Gemara asks in that Teretz, if we're talking about that he was Boel her when they were only Be Erusin, the Kavasa, Gabe Shomeris Yavam, Kagon Shabal Yavam, Beves Chamiya. Would you say the same is true when we talk about the topic of a Shomeris Yavam? That we're talking about a case of a Shomeris Yavam where they slept together after the brother died already. Then the Yavam slept with her because the Shomeris Yavam Karisalei. Ishtom Al Yisihi. Damarav, Kanal Hakol. How could you call such a person a Shomeris Yavam? It wouldn't be a Shomeris Yavam anymore. If they actually slept together, then it would be a full fledged wife already, because that's all it takes to be kona the Shomeris Yavam. So Gemara answers, yeah, even by Shomeris Yavam, we're talking about that he was boel her, the Yavam was ready boel her in the father-in-law's house, b'derech znos, and the Mishnah doesn't hold like Rav, but rather kishmuel damar lo kona el dvarim hamurim b'parsha, that by just having bia, he's only kona her legabi the mitzvah of yibum, legabi the fact that he's yoresh his deceased brother, and that the other brothers are not Yorish, the deceased brother, and the Gabi, the fact that if he wants to divorce her, he does not need a chalitza, but rather a get would be the way to divorce her. But as far as every other halacha, she's not his wife. And therefore, we are able to be memayit that she does not drink the meisota if he's makane her. Says Mar Ihachi, if we're talking about a shemeres yavam, where he's already been boil her, and nevertheless she's not going to drink, lema rav da amak rav yoshia. It sounds like Rav, who holds that a yavam whose boil yavama is kona her l'chol davar, must hold like Rav Yoshia, who disagrees with Rav Yonasan and holds that a shomeres yavam does drink the meisota, because the machlokas is in a case where the yavam was already boil her. So that's where Rav Yoshia holds that she's considered his wife l'chol davar, like Rav Ushmuel damar Rav Yonasan, and Shmuel, who holds that the yavam is not kona her l'chol davar, must hold like Rav Yonasan that she doesn't drink because she's not called tachas isha. So the Gemara says no. When I say that someone who's Baal Yavama is Kona her Legamri, I could even say like Rabbi Yonasan, who holds that a Shomeres Yavam does not drink the Mesota. Meaning, the very fact that I need a pasuk to tell me that she does not drink the Mesota tells me that otherwise she's absolutely his wife. Ushmuel Amar. And Shmuel would tell you that I could even be holding like Rabbi Yoshia. Meaning, Shmuel would tell you, when I say that someone who's Baal Yavama Shalol L'Shem Ishus is not Koner HaLechol Davar, now obviously if he's Baal HaLashem Ishus, then everyone agrees he's Koner HaLechol Davar, because that's what Yibum is. So when I say that if he's Baal HaLashalol L'Shem Ishus, he's not Koner HaLechol Davar, then I could even be going like Rabbi Yoshia, who holds that a Shomeres Yavam drinks the Mesot. And we can prove that that's the din de itzur kol rabuye, from the fact that I need a pasuk to be marbe that a shomeres yavam mishosa mechlal de lavishto he klal. That implies that she's otherwise not his wife. So you buy luhu overis aldas tzricha shal hafsiduk subasa oina tzricha. Let's say a woman is not acting bitznius, and the halach is that the husband is supposed to divorce her without giving her ksuba. Do you need a hasra'a in order to make her lose her ksuba or not? And the tzadei asafek are as follows. Me Amrina Kivin Doveris Aldasi Lo Baya Hasra Odil Mati Baya Hasra Dihadraba Tihadraba. Do we say since she's an Overis Aldas, she does not require Hasra to Lusuk Suba, you could divorce her right away? Or do we say that she does require Hasra because if she wants to do tshuva, let her do tshuva and then she won't Lusuk Suba? So Gemara says Tashima. The Gemara brings a raya. Arusa Vashemeres Yavam Lo Shosos Lo Notlus Ksuba. We said that in Arusa and Shemeres Yavam, do not drink the Sota, and they do not get a ksuba. Mishta hu de lo shasya hakanuye mekanila. Sounds like they don't drink the mesota, but he can be mekani her. Lamai lav lav si de ksubasa doesn't mean he can be mekani her to make her lose her ksuba. So you see that without the kinui, she would not lose the ksuba if she just has yichud, even though the fact that she had yichud with someone is an overis adas yudis. That itself is an act of pritzus for a married woman to be going having yichud with another guy. But it sounds like she would not lose her ksuba, even though she's overis aldas Yehudis. So don't you see from there that she still has the opportunity to do tshuva? Amar Abaye lo, lo osra alav. Now the kinui is not needed to make her lose her ksuba. She can lose her ksuba anyway, because she went alone into a room with this guy. Rather, it's just to asser her to the husband. That's the value of the kinoi. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa gives a different rejection. And he says that the kinoi works lahashkosa kishihinasua, to be able to make her drink the mesota when afterwards she ultimately has nisuin with the guy. Kiditanya, ein mekanin larusa lahashkosa kishiharusa, aval mekanin larusa lahashkosa kishihinasua. You can't do kinoi and arusa to give her to drink when she's still in Arusa, but you could do kinoi and arusa if the point is to give her to drink when she ultimately will be a nesua. Maybe we should stop there. No, let's go further. Let's try to get it. We'll get further down the page, and we'll have a shorter shir tomorrow. So the Gemara brings another raya. Rava brings a raya to this suffix from the continuation of the mission. Again, the suffix is a woman's already over herself, so she's already not entitled to uksuba. So does she need a hasra'a in order to lose her uksuba? Or do we say no, even without hasra'a, she loses her uksuba? So I'm Rava Toshima. Al-Manu, Koin Gadul, Grusha, Vakhalutsu, Koin Hadid, Mamzer, Zunusin, Yisrael Bas Shalom Mamzil Nasan, any of these forbidden marriages, Lo Shosu Salonotus Ksuba. She doesn't drink the Meisota, nor does she receive a Ksuba. So it sounds like Mishtu de Lo Shasya, Kaniya Mekani Lahu. She doesn't drink the Meisota, but you do Kinoi. Well, Lamai, what's the purpose of the Kinoi? Ela Osran Alav, if it's to make her Osir to him, these are forbidden marriages. Ha Asirin Vakaiman, she's already Osir to him. Elalav, Lav Sidon Ksubasan. It must be that the purpose is to make them lose their Ksuba. Even though they're already being in Overis Aldas, you still need some sort of Hasra'a to make them lose the Ksuba. So that's the Raya. So Amar Avihu Midiskarta, lo. The Kinoi is not to make her lose the Ksuba. Even without the Kinoi, she would lose the Ksuba because she's Overis Aldas. She doesn't need Hasra'a for that. Lo Ostra La Boel Kebal. You know what the Kinoi accomplishes? She's ready Asr to her husband. It makes her Asr to the Boel. Detanak, Shem Shasura La Baal, Kach Asura La Boel. Another Raya to this Suffolk. Amar Tashima, Raya number 3. The following are cases where Beis Din will be Mekane on behalf of the husband. Mishen Scharish Baila, Onishtata, Osheikhosh Besasurin, Velolashkosa, Amru El Pulsum Iksubasa. Now, if the husband's out of the picture or he's insane, he's not going to be able to be Mashke, his wife, but it's still worthwhile for Beis Din to do the Kinoi so that she'll lose her Ksuba. Ooh, Shmamina Bayasra, Shmamina. You see, apparently, that you need Hasra in order to make her lose Ksuba. Says Zimbar of Akulu and all the other Amorayim that brought the Raya, Maitai Melamri Meha, why didn't they bring this Raya? This seems like a really stark Raya. Says Zimbar, Dilma Shaini Hasam, maybe Dafka, these women require Asra in order to make them lose Ksuba because they're different than all other women. Telesa Imasa Dabal Klau. They have no fear of the husband, so because of the nature of the husband's condition. So maybe by a regular woman to lose Ksuba, meaning a woman who's married to a regular man, to lose the ksuba, she would require hasra'a. She would not require hasra'a, rather, but in this case, the woman would require hasra'a because we sort of understand why she's acting in the way that she is. So let's maybe do a main point over here. So main point number one, we explain the havamina, that an arusa would be shosa, why there's a havamina that she would be shosa. And then main point number two, we have machlokas, whether a bia shalol l'shem yibum, a bia shalol l'shem mitzvas yibum, will make her a wife for all dinim, and how that relates to whether a yavama is shosa. And then on Chafei Amud Aleph, I guess the first main point will be, we have three rayas from our Mishnah that an Overis Aldas only loses her Ksuba when she was adequately warned. Three rayas from our Mishnah. Okay, so we will stop there, and we're already almost halfway down the page on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph.